Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day at the same time. And I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a series I've been teaching on understanding spiritual warfare. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about how important it is for us to take control over our thought life, that God has given us power over all power of the enemy, as Jesus declared in Luke 10:19. And so those negative, confusing, discouraging, oppressive thoughts that the enemy would want you to dwell on, if we don't immediately take control over those thoughts, regardless of what they are, whether it's guilt, condemnation, shame, fear of the things that we've done while in sin, or perhaps sensual, lustful thoughts, different ideas trying to gain entrance into the consciousness of our minds, we then begin to act out the suggestions or the evil thoughts that we have entertained. How many Christians have ultimately and finally yielded to evil promptings only to fall broken in spirit at the feet of Jesus pleading for forgiveness? It then is an easy thing for a Christian to get his eyes on the things around him and his mind confused with the problems of life. And of course, Satan then comes in even more forcefully than before to attack you with thoughts that you surely must have committed the unpardonable sin. He doesn't give up. What does 1 Peter say, 1:13? Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. That word gird means to make fast, to prepare for action. Beloved, you and I have the ability, through what Jesus has accomplished for us, to mortify or put to death the deeds of the flesh through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, Romans 8:13. But if we allow loose thoughts, confusing thoughts, doubts, misgivings, guilt feelings for past sins that we've already repented of to flow through our minds, to dwell in our consciousness, we then see that our progress as Christians begins to stop. And it's necessary to bring all such thoughts under the control and authority of the Holy Spirit. We have to gird up or surround those thoughts, refusing to accept or entertain them. Beloved, when any satanic attack fills your mind, fills your thoughts with all kinds of horrific things, you know, these things, you know, fear of the future, whatever it might be, we have to then turn to the Word of God, fill our thoughts with what the Word has to say. And even if you fail miserably, you know what? Many times even, the one thing that's important is to don't give up. Don't let the failures keep you from getting right back up and starting anew to take control of your thought life. Beloved, it is a battle, but God assures us of victory. When Satan begins to send those negative thoughts or temptations your way, fill your mind with the Word of God or start singing a song of praise. That surely works to get the devil running. He hates the worship of God. And as you do that, in a few moments, you will have forgotten those negative thoughts, and then you'll become strengthened in God. You'll be blessed by the Lord. We obtain complete peace of mind by making sure our lives are in harmony with God's Word. we then begin practicing meditating on His Word. David said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." That's Psalm 1, verses 1 through 4. God's Word gives us detailed instructions. It states clearly in the New Testament as to those things which are sinful and the works of the flesh. Not only does God list them clearly one by one in Galatians, but He also tells us how we can subdue all the works of the flesh, the deeds of the body, and to be led by the Spirit and abounding in the faith of God. When some Christians are like a yo-yo, you know, up one moment and down the next, what we need to do is to realize that's where self-control comes into play. We have to begin to train our mind and our body to be attuned with the Holy Spirit's gentle leading. You know, there you are. You say, "All right, Sister Glass, I'm going to do this. I'm going to set out and change my pattern of living." And so instead of settling for crumbs and bones, we start lifting our head. We survey the surroundings. We know Christ has established a new covenant, that Jesus was ordained by his Father as our high priest. And not only did Jesus come into this world, he was crucified, he rose from the dead, and ascended into the heavens to sit at the right hand of his Father to make intercession for you, everything that you're going through in your daily life. Now he will write his word, his laws, in our minds and hearts. "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and I will write them in their hearts." That's Hebrews 8 and 10. Beloved, the only way that we can make ineffectual the attacks of Satan and be open and filled with the Spirit of God in our lives is to learn God's Word, that everything that Jesus has provided for us is in that Word. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to appropriate the promises of God to our lives. Beloved, knowledge is power. And that is exactly what we have when we learn and understand that we are lively stones, members in particular, whom God is building into a living tabernacle. What's a tabernacle? Well, it's a place where people gather to come together for the purpose of worship. And how great it is to see that we are being built a living tabernacle, holy and sanctified unto the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 12:29, "And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind." In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, we're told that the Bereans were more noble than the Jews in Thessalonica because they received the word from Paul and Silas with a readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. We're admonished, beloved, to study the word, and so we would be good workmen who would not be ashamed. And many Christians, though, have settled for crumbs and bones when God has set living bread and new wine before us so that we can eat and drink to the full. We have available to us, as the very new creation of God, a more nobler way than those who have followed from afar. Every Christian who will receive the Word of God with a readiness of mind to accept and believe His Word will walk in a noble path that assures peace and rest and security in God. We will continue to face trials and tribulations, brother and sister, in this life. But you know what the difference will be? We won't be swallowed up in fear. We'll understand that these are part of our experience here in this life. We are pilgrims in progress to a heavenly city, but beloved, we will stand and grind to powder those debilitating thoughts that have kept so many of us from being the potential that we should be in Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke to the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And notice that the words of the Lord contained three distinct acts on the part of the paralyzed man. He could have argued with the Lord. He could have spent half an hour thinking over all the reasons why Jesus commanded him something that was impossible for him to do. But Jesus said, "Rise." And beloved, he's saying that to you and me. He's saying that to his church now. We have to rise out of despair and defeat. When we begin to rise up, we then can survey the vast land of unlimited possibilities available to us in Jesus Christ. Our eyes shall see the King in his glory and shall perceive the Lamb that is very far off. Beloved, then we have to take hold of God's promises, those exceeding great and precious promises, by faith and in readiness of mind to believe without doubting that what God has promised, he will do. And when we do that, we'll begin walking in victory. Beloved, we can make a choice, and it's ours to make. If we really love God and we've experienced the new birth, we won't want to occupy a position of any less honor than we can possibly attain and obtain that has been provided for us. Through Jesus, beloved, you and I, we can do all things. Our possibilities are unlimited. Therefore, we must choose to walk in God's overcoming power with our minds fully persuaded in the word of the Lord. Well, beloved, I hope you've been blessed. We spent all these days, these broadcasts, emphasizing the importance of having and understanding spiritual warfare. But I hope these few things I've shared with you will equip you to walk in greater and greater victory, praising God for all that Jesus has done for us. Thank you for joining me. And in a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. And as you do that, know that I will pray for you, seek God on your behalf, and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glenn. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.